auspiciousness in all. May all be happy. May all be free from illness. May all see what is auspiciousness. And may no one suffer. May there be peace, peace and peace. Coming up next is Meenakshi Temple segment by Tara. Next is Taraji's segment, Meenakshi Temple segment by Tara, the star Narsimhan, and events, happenings in Houston. And then our topic today in Inquest is Vasant Panchami, festive time. Stay tuned to 11:10 a.m.
Namaste and happy to bring you this segment sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple in Pearland, Texas. We are excited about this radio show that represents the root of all religions, the mother of all religions and the ancient of all religion, that is Sanatan Dharma, often referred to as practitioners called Hinduism. We sought to recognize the principles and practices to make us better human beings and understand and live in harmony with Dharma. Namaste everyone, this is Tara Narsimhan and presenting this program on behalf of Sri Meenakshi Temple. The glory and the Vedic Dharma adds value to all of us, and this radio show on Sanatan Dharma celebrates the past, addresses the present and blesses the future. It is eternal and the universal law on principle that governs everyone irrespective of our culture, race, religion, belief and practices. Sri Meenakshi Temple activities in the upcoming month in February. We have our daily schedule of pujas that happen every week and every day. Homam, Ganesh Homam and Abhishekam happening every day at 7 a.m. Shiva Saras Sundarishwara and Sri Meenakshi Abhishekam all day at 9 a.m. And if Shiva Abhishekam happens every Monday called the Somavara Abhishekam, Durga Abhishekam happens on Tuesdays, Padmavati Abhishekam on Fridays, and Meenakshi Abhishekam. What are we talking about Abhishekam? It is to please the God with very many kind of essential things that people have for survival. You do Abhishekam with milk, you do Abhishekam with all the necessities of life, and also protection. They use turmeric powder in most of these to do Abhishekam. Now, turmeric and cucumber, scientific field as well as health field, that they recommend to use turmeric in everything, which basically every Hindu home has been practicing all along. So that is the importance of what is being done at Sri Meenakshi Temple. We have one puja coming up. It is called the Vasavi Agni Pravesham Puja on February 20th, Wednesday, at 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Ganesh Temple. Sankalpam, Vigneshwara Puja, Punika Vachanam, Kalasa Puja and Homam with Deepa Radhana, and Upacharam and Prasadam happening to Kanika Parameshwari, and also And as we speak through the calendar, 11th February is Mahaganapati Abhishekam, Thursday. 12th is Sukravara Deepa Puja, Subramanya Puja on 13th of September, Ratha Saptami and Meenakshi Abhishekam happening. Pradosham is done twice a month, one on the waning of the moon and the fading of the moon, which is Pradosha Puja, and Nandi and Shiva Abhishekam happens. Let me now bring you this beautiful dhun, which is called Karpura Gauravam, Karunavataram. This is a beautiful hymn that celebrates how we do the puja and how we dedicate it to the gods that we worship. And here it is. We bring you this song. That was the song Karpura Gauram Karunavataram. This basically translates, it's an ancient Sanskrit sloka, refers to Lord Shiva, and the Aarti that it is also found in the Yajurveda and one of the four canonical texts of the Hinduism, which are the Vedas. The word to word meaning is as follows: Karpura Gauram, the one who is pure as white as camphor. Karunavataram, personification of compassion. Samsarasaram, the one who is the essence of the world. Bhujagendraharam, which the one who adorns himself with serpent as a garland. Sadhavasantam, always residing in beautiful spring weather. Hridayaravinde, in the lotus-like heart. Hridaya means also the heart that is pure. Lotus, though born in muddy waters, is untouched by mud surrounded. And Lord Shiva always resides in the hearts of beings who are not affected by worldly matters. And Bhavam Bhavani Sahitam, O Lord, who is always residing, one half of him is nothing other than Goddess Sati herself, which is Parvati. Namami, 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 I bow to you. That was the beautiful hymn that I just brought to you. And also happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple will be the Mahashivratri festival that is coming up in a very grand way. This is celebrated at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Meenakshi Temple invites all those who would like to participate in the Mahashivratri Puja. This actually falls in March, March 7th. And Shiva Sundareshwara Puja, main event at 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sankalpam Vigneshwara Puja. If you want any participation by your child, you can go to Meenakshi Temple, www.emeenakshi.org, and register to participate in the cultural event. And the Atmalinga Puja will be done by devotees from 9 p.m. to 12, 10 p.m. Chaturkala Puja, midnight, 1:30 a.m., 3 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. You can stay through the night at the temple, and bhajans throughout the evening and night, all are welcome to participate. So please do register so that, you know, we can allot time for everyone. So please contact the temple to 81489-0358. And I'll now play one Shiva Tandava Stotram that describes the Hindu god Shiva's power and beauty. It is traditionally attributed to Ravana, the Rakshasa king of Lanka, and his devotion to Lord Shiva. Both 9th and 10th quatrains of this hymn conclude with lists of Shiva's epithets as a destroyer, even the destroyer of death itself. Alliteration and creating the rolling waves of the sound, resounding the beauty in this Hindu devotional poetry. In the quatrain of the poem, after tiring the rampaging across the earth, Ravana asks, "When will I be happy?" Because of the intensity of his prayers and ascetic meditation, which of his hymn was an example Ravana received from Shiva powers and the celestial sword? So let me now get to the song, which is the Shiva Tandava Stotram. Now, I give you the Thai Shukravara Deepa Puja falls on February 12th on Friday at Sri Meenakshi Temple, 6 p.m. Meenakshi Abhishekam, 7 p.m. Sankalpam and Deepa Puja, Lalita Sahasranamam. Temple will provide all the puja samagri. Devotees are requested to bring flowers and prasadam. For further details, contact Narayan at socn1@hotmail.com. Temple office number again is 281-489-0358, and you have been listening to the Meenakshi Temple segment sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple in Pearland, Texas. And do visit the temple and get the blessings of Goddess Meenakshi, Sundareshwara, Lakshmi and Venkateshwara. And thank you listeners for joining us, and thank you Sanatan Hindu Center for sponsoring this puja by the temple, the sponsoring the radio show on behalf of Sri Meenakshi Temple. And we will be moving on to the presentation done by Hindus of Greater Houston. And we bring you the song before we start the program, and here it is. Thank you. Yes, listeners, you're tuned in into Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and this portion is presented by Hindus of Greater Houston. Welcome to Hindus of Greater Houston sponsored segment of Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Hindus of Greater Houston brings Hindu community and supports all temples and organizations and festivities happening in the Greater Houston area. We celebrate the Grand Janmashtami Festival at the George R. Brown Convention Center. We partner with Music Masala to bring the Holi Festival, which will happen pretty soon on March 26th, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Houston Farm and Ranch. The details will be shared on our website, www.houstonhindus.org. And there are beautiful songs that we present in this segment. And we now start with the happenings in Houston. And here is Divina Raula, who is going to give us the details of this.
Hare Krishna Dham is Houston's original Vedic temple, ISKCON of Houston, at 1312 West 34th Street. Their daily darshan and arti times are from 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., and 9 p.m. Their Sunday festival is from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. They have weekly Gita classes for adults. You can call them at 281-433-1635 or email harekrishnadham@gmail.com. The Houston Namadwar is a prayer house where the Hare Rama Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is continuously chanted. They're chanted on weekends from 8 to 11 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. and on weekdays from 7 to 8 a.m. and 6 to 7 p.m. They have weekly Gopa Kuteram Children Heritage classes and Srimad Bhagavatam classes. You can call 281-402-6585 or visit www.godiviniti.org.
That's from Divina, and she's a high schooler at Clements High School. Now moving on to Somyakasi Sivalaya. Sri Somyakasi Sivalaya is located at Chinmaya Prabha. That is Chinmaya Mission for you. 10353 Sinet Road, Sugarland. Temple timings Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, 5 to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., followed by 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Call Bharti Sutaria 281-568-1690 or J. Deshmukh 832-541-0059 or visit their website, yaksomyakasi.org. Somyakasi is spelled as SAUMYAKASI.org. Sri Guruvayan Temple. Temple hours Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Weekends and holidays, 6 a.m. to noon, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. They have bhajans on Saturdays, 7 to 8 p.m., Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Special pujas, weekends and holidays, churun, anna prasanam, that is anna prasa, I think, for kids, tulabharam, vahana puja, nirapahara. Temple is located at 11620 Ormandy Street, 713-729-8994. The email is temple@guruvayur.us. Gaudiya Math, Sri Govindaji Gaudiya Matha at 16628 Keith Arrow Boulevard, Houston. Has satsangs on Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. Mantra meditation, Kirtan, Sanatan Dharma classes, Vedic education, and Hindi classes for kids, Gita classes, noon to 1:30 p.m. On Wednesdays, they have Anuman Chalisa and Ram Charitmanas on Tuesday, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Email is info@sggm.org. Or the telephone number is 281-499-3347.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sridharji. Thank you, Divina. And you know, today's topic, we are going to talk about Vasant Panchami.
Taraji.
Is it about talk or is it about the Vasant Panchami?
Vasant Panchami, yes. Well, we are going to bring that topic very soon after we finish this segment presented by Hindus of Greater Houston. Somyakasi Sivalaya has sent a special note to announce today. Somyakasi Sivalaya invites all for the celebration of Mahashivratri. Have you been to that temple?
Yes.
In Chinmaya Mission?
Yes.
It's a beautiful Sivalaya. And the special puja and Rudra Abhishekam will be happening on March 7th, Monday. And perform Abhishekam with your family and meditation at 10:30 p.m. and Mahamangala Arati at midnight.
They also have on 13 Mahamrityunjaya Homa for good health will be performed at Smriti Hall at 8:35 a.m. to 11:20 a.m. Samyakashi dedicated to Lord Shiva. Welcome once and all to join to celebrate and receive the blessings of Lord Shiva. And for details of this program, puja sponsorship and temple timings, visit www.saumyakasi.org. You can also contact Jay Deshmukh 832-541-0059. And as we are talking about Mahashivratri already, we will be dedicating one program towards in March. But let's listen to this beautiful, beautiful dhun. Used to be a very favorite of none other than Padmakant Kambhati ji. Here it is. Listeners, that was one of the beautiful signature tunes that we used to use that long time ago on our program when we did our My Question, Your Answer segment. Shivat, this beautiful dhun is the epitome that describes Lord Shiva, and it is wonderful that we share this kind of beautiful, meaningful songs. And one more thing I would like to bring to your listeners' attention is these songs have a lot of internal divine attunement to it. Every time we look up and see a cloud and understand, we are closer to the understanding ourselves. When we pick up a rock and admire it, instead of heaving it at something, we are closer to ultimate truth. That is why when we go to temples, we see all these figures and idols made of stone. But what makes you think it's going to do a miracle in your life? That is where when we heard a bird and stop for sheer pleasure of the listening to the bird, we acknowledge beauty. We benefit from it by the most touching of our inner soul.
reflecting the presence of divine in all creation. And there are so many kind of a thing, meaning to saying that why do you worship it? The more and more, more and more and more and more you keep that hymns and dhun, repeating on that particular thing, it obtains sanidhya. What we call it sanidhya is power. And that is why centuries and centuries ago, temples were formed in Bharat and which we go to worship. We take painstakingly, we stand in queue. Painstakingly, we make the trip. And yet, our benefits are there. You mentally and physically, and for sure, you become more energized, like energy battery. So that is what it is. And today's topic, we will be going to, in ancient literature, Vasanta Panchami, the Shringara Rasa of the festival celebrated in tradition. And that is what we are celebrating today on Vasanta Panchami. And let me now bring you one simple song. And we start with Saraswati Amritavani before we get into the details and have your participation. And all the listeners as well as everybody, please do join in this segment, which is open to all. And here is the beautiful dhun I was talking about. A delay here in transmission, but it should be out here in just a few minutes.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 1110 AM, and next up is In Quest of Hinduism. And the topic is Vasant Panchami, festive time, Vasant Panchami. And you can interact with us. You can call us at 281-277-6874. What is Vasant Panchami? So we'll talk about that in the studio. And you can call us and participate in Quest of Hinduism. 281-277-6874.
Great Vasant Panchami on last Friday, which fell on last Friday, 12th February. You can share with us what is the significance and what you have done, and what is the signature color of Vasant Panchami.
Number to call is 281-277-6874. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, 24-hour radio. You can listen to us online, sanatanhinducenter.org. And now we have this beautiful song. On Saraswati Ma.
ज्योतिर्मय है जगत में महिमा तेरी अनंत त्रिभुवन में है गूंजता मधुर तेरा संगीत दिव्य आकर्षण है लेता शत्रु का मन जीत Thank you.
And that is Saraswati Vandana. Ma Saraswati, goddess of learning, wisdom, knowledge, fine arts, refinement, science, technology, IT, everything comprises of Saraswati's learning. Vasant Panchami is treated by celebrants as Saraswati's birthday. People worship goddess Saraswati to attain enlightenment through knowledge and rid themselves of lethargy, sluggishness and innocence and ignorance. Story of Saraswati Puja is Brahma Vaivarta Purana. See, Krishna granted Saraswati a boon that she too will be worshipped on Vasanta Panchami. After performing morning ablutions, a Kait Klasha is established, and after worshipping Ganesha, Sun, Vishnu, Saraswati is worshipped. Thereafter, colored powder is thrown into the air. In general form, observance of praying to Goddess Saraswati on Vasanta Panchami in places like Uttar Pradesh, prayers are offered to Goddess Saraswati and people sing religious verses to celebrate the festival. In South India and Tamil Nadu, usually they celebrate it on the 9 days of Navratri and the last 3 days is dedicated to Saraswati. But in Bengal and Uttar Pradesh are where the Vasant Panchami is associated with spring season. And also that is where the Shringara Rasa, everything happens during spring, including the celebration of what? The 14th of February. Valentine's Day. Because the beautiful spring comes in. People are in love. And people are, you know.
Fall in love?
To God Krishna. Fall in love with
Lord Krishna.
And that is what the ancient Indian literature brought us to our memory. Yes, go ahead, Sridharji.
Okay. You're listening to New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We are live every Sunday, 12 to 2 p.m. and also online 24/7, sanatanhinducenter.org, or every Sunday, 12 to 2 online at masalaradio.com. Brought to you by Sanatan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Meenakshi Temple, Sri Sitaram Foundation, and all you beautiful donors. And here in, you are now in Inquest of Hinduism. Today's topic is, this is interactive segment, so you can share with us, just call us, tell us you love us, everything is fine. So Vasant Panchami, what is Vasant Panchami? It's an Hindu festival that highlights the coming of spring. The festival is actually celebrated in Gregorian calendar, that's what we normally follow in schools and workplace and everywhere, the months of January and February basically. Okay, and like Taraji has mentioned, in the north in Uttar Pradesh, in the east in Bengal, down south in Tamil Nadu, everywhere it's there, and all over India. And some of you might be also doing it in US, far away from Bharat. So please do call us and interact with us and tell us what you have done, 281-277-6874. And the significance is, it's about Goddess Saraswati. Okay. You really want to make it, you want to get good grades, you know, or promote at a workplace, you know, everywhere she is. It's wisdom. She has the department of wisdom. So that's where she is. And normally during this festival, young girls wear bright yellow dresses. And also the color yellow holds a special meaning for this celebration, as it signifies the brilliance of nature and the vibrancy of life. The old place bursts with yellow during the festival. So, call us 281-277-6874 if you celebrate Vasant Panchami.
Vasant actually means spring, okay? And Panchami is, of course, the fifth day in the calendar, lunar calendar. An ancient period where Vasant Panchami was ordained to Lord Kamadeva, and it has girls dancing, dholes, and celebrants could come to the Bhakshi Palace to create informal dharbar with the royals. Specially made Vasanti clothes would be worn, as you said, in the dancing girls. And it is actually yellow, gold, you know, it is kind of a saffron, more or less.
Yes.
And also, it is also dedicated to Lord Krishna. By the, you know, when you say on the celebration, the dancing girls would collect flowers and mango leaves from the gardens of Bakshi, an informal darbar. On occasion was singing in various ragas with a theme of love, especially involving Krishna and Radha and the gopis of the bridge. Sprinkled the, you know, this will also be in line with the holy celebration that was coming. So these are all connected with one another. At the conclusion of the celebrations, flowers will be sprinkled.
Om Namah Shivaya. Mahashivratri celebration on Monday, March 7th at the Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir, the first Jyotirlingam, a replica of God Somnath and Maa Shri Ambaji in Houston. Come celebrate Mahashivratri with your family and friends and pray at the Shiv Shakti Mandir, 6640 Harwin. Char Prahar Puja will continue till 6:30 a.m. the next day. Aarti at 7 p.m. List your name for puja with the temple, 713-278-9099. Mrityunjay Jap Yagna will continue all day long. Be a part of Maha Puja with a donation of 201. Abhishek during daytime with donation of 21. And milk for Abhishek and Prasad is welcome.
Om Namah Shivaya.
And that was the holy celebration which we are all looking forward to in March. And we invite all of you, as we are talking about Vasant Panchami, we are in line to have this holy celebration announcement that is coming up. And Vasant Panchami is, as I said, conclusion of the celebration. Flowers would be spread and red glue gulal and dancing girls would apply it on their cheeks. Kamadeva remains an important figure as feasts are held in honor of Vasant Panchami, and it remains an important festival and the most popular day even for weddings in some areas.
And also my favorite sweet. They make kesar alwa with strands of saffron. So it's an yellow color with strands of orange saffron in
it. Yes. And we have in the studio Geetaji, and would you have experienced Vasant Panchami celebration in your part of the world or anything happening, Geetaji?
No, not at all. Not at all. Only thing is maybe we celebrate it as a birthday of Saraswati ji.
Mm-hmm.
She's born on that day, and we just chant the shloka Saraswati Namastubhyam,
mm-hmm.
which my grandfather taught us.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. But other... Wise, I think, I don't know, we never had Vasant Panchami.
Down in the Andhra Pradesh,
but
Telangana
it's such an
region,
interesting.
It's the Pongal, Sankranti.
Sankranti
is
the spring festival.
Yes, spring
yeah.
Festival.
Oh, okay.
So this is welcoming spring, I guess.
Actually, according to the first and foremost two spring-themed festivals in Hindu culture, Vasant Panchami initiates a spring festive cycle and heralds the summation that occurs in Holi. The 40-day period between Vasant Panchami and the holy day corresponds with the 40 days of Rati's penance after her husband. Kamadeva was reduced to ashes for shooting the eye and by the eye of Shiva. And that is where Shiva destroyed Kamadeva. And that is one instance is where Holi is also celebrated, I believe, with the ashes of Kamadeva to be celebrated. That is what her prayer was. So this Vasant Panchami initiates the 40 days between the day that it is celebrated and ends in Holi festival for the whole season.
And for all the listeners, the reference is when Ma Parvati tries to get married to Shiva, Lord Shiva, our beloved Bholenath. You know, this old chapter happens, this Leela, because, you know, Shivji will be very adamant, very stubborn. He wants to stay as a bachelor after Ma Sati's demise. So, you know, so everybody, Lord Vishnu, his friend, and like, you know, everybody come together, conspire, and gets him married to Ma Parvati.
Mm-hmm.
In the process, the important, see, you know, for a marriage to take place, okay, one component is you should have romance in it. You have to have love in it, okay? To incorporate that, the department in Hinduism belongs to Kamadeva.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring in Kamadeva, and then Kamadeva is gifted, his arrows can create love in you. So whenever, you know, you see some love, you know, sometime in Vasant Panchami season, you know, you can call upon him. He will be very gracious to create that. So as part of that, he comes over and then shoots an arrow at Bholenath. And Bholenath sometimes gets really angry, you all know. But he's still Bholenath. So in one twist, he opens his third eye, the famous eye. And there it goes, boom, Kamadeva is in ashes.
So all the devas make Kamadeva scapegoat.
Yes.
Right. What did you say, Kantibhai?
They used Kamadeva.
Scapegoat.
All the devas made it. But okay. That's the department. Sometimes there are risks in love department.
Well, or he sacrificed the welfare of the
Yes.
Yes.
But see, there is an important piece here for the listeners, if you're listening. We still can interact with you about Vasant Panchami, but Tara Ma has brought about an important story, I know. So as part of this process, Rati is wife of Kamadeva, gets affected because her husband is in ashes now. So out of sheer emotion, you know, when ladies get emotional, so she curses who?
Mahavishnu.
No.
Sorry, Shivji. No. Oh,
Parvati
Kamde.
Ma.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
That's a story of Kartikeya too. She cannot carry him in his womb because of that.
Yes.
So the legend is in Tamil Nadu. We'll come back to that
later.
Our
topic for next week, by the way, for the same quest of Hinduism, will be Holi festival.
Ooh.
And so we will be talking more about all the details of this, and that is if all the listeners please do. And let me now bring you the song again, or the Saraswati Amritavani by Anuradha Podwa.
सिद्धांत निष्ठा दिन दिन बढ़ती जाए प्रतिष्ठा मानवता हर मन में भरना कर्मों की वर्षा करना कला की देवी शारदे माता जो जन तेरा प्यार है पाता बुद्धिमान कहलाता वो है सदा परम पद पाता वो है हमें भी दे माँ ऐसी कलाए अनुचित पग ना कोई उठाए जब संघर्ष के आए घड़ियां हंसे न हम पर बावली दुनिया जैसे नारी चाहे आभूषण हम चाहे माँ तेरा दर्शन सदाचार के मोती देना सत्य कर्म की ज्योति देना दृष्टि कोण शुद्ध हमारा हो पाखंड से युद्ध हमारा गिट की तरह रंग न बदले सोच न बदले ढंग न बदले चंचल मन को वश में करके रोम रोम में शुद्धता करके उन्नति की हम शिखर चढ़े माँ विषय विकारों से लड़े माँ मूल्यवान हर कला तुम्हारी पथ प्रदर्शक बनो हमारी जीवन की सुरताल न बिगड़े समय की चाल न बिगड़े सहानुभूति चाहे तुमसे उज्ज्वल जीवन राहे तुमसे सरस्वती माता दीन दयाला सदा ही देना ज्ञान
Listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. Voice of Sanatan Hinduism Radio is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges also funeral and cremation service in Hindu traditional way. You can call 281-459-0866. And if you want to sponsor us for Voice of Sanatan Hinduism Radio Show, you can call
832-361-0625, the number again 832-361-0625, or email us with your comments or anything you want to say, hinduismradio@gmail.com, or like a Facebook page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, for to get regular updates.
And a big thank you to all sponsors who are sponsoring us, starting from Meenakshi Temple segment, Sanatan Hindu Center, of course, and
Sri Sitaram Foundation,
Hindus of Greater Houston.
All these guys bring you a lot of goody things in Houston area.
And all the donors, supporters, hosts, co-hosts, and Kantibai himself and Rakesh Bhai, silent Rakesh Bhai.
With a lot of good music online.
Yes, he had an app. We have an app, right, Rakesh Bhai?
Yes, we do.
For Android, and you're coming up with iPhone soon, so that people
correct.
Can download and then listen to us 24/7 on their phone.
That's
right.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a very impressive app, mm-hmm. and I think that will really help people to wherever they are tune in, and they can catch up with or wherever they travel also out of town.
Mm-hmm. And all the beautiful music Tarama was just telling before, you know, you can enjoy and try to connect. It's very beautiful. Once you connect the inner meaning into that songs, beautiful life will be.
That's right. And we also thank our guests and artists, producers, volunteers and supporters, especially all the donors.
And Divana?
Yes, the high schooler also.
And the other high schooler who called in, Riya Bhatt.
Riya Bhatt today.
Very nice. And we will be here every Sunday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on 11:10 a.m. And you can listen to us live on masalaradio.com or sanatanhinducenter.org.
And a big thank you to Masala Radio too.
Yes, yes. And we'll see you probably at Holi. That's coming up in March 26th, right?
Yes, Tara will go going to cover it next week and the weeks following. It's on March 26th.
Great, great. And we have beautiful Mangalam for the whole universe. Before saying bye to you all, have a blissful week. Next week, have fun, enjoy the moment, be in the moment, and think about what sage Yajnavalkya must have said to Maitreyi. Check us on our FB page, Sanatan Hindu Center's Voice of Sanatan Hinduism FB page for the answers. God bless you all, and United States of America, Bharat, and the planet Earth, and the whole cosmos.
And we want to repeat for all the participants who wanted to unread Ilazid through Tara Quiz Time, please send us your information at hinduismradio@gmail.com so that we can send you the gift card, because we really appreciate you two for trying it. We know it's a little bit tough, but thanks for trying. Asmuk bhai, Ansa ji, Rakesh bhai too.
Yes, thank you, listeners, and we'll see you next week, Sunday, 12 p.m. sharp, and enjoy this Mangalam song.
Thank you.